When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 27th edition. Hope you guys had a great week and lots of fun football going on, college and NFL. Got the Ryder Cup USA beating down Team Europe and a ton of baseball action to get you through the fun-filled weekend. We got a fun, not so fun, five total games on Monday. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDintric. Check me out in the Fantasy Degens Discord channel if you have any questions over there. And more importantly, check out my written content at rotoballer.com 5 days a week, plus some NFL action on Monday as well. So if you'd like to be my premium member at rotoballer.com, use promo code Bubba for 10% off the package of your choice. All right, we're going to make this quick, simple, and out. Three games early, two games late. Early as in 1:10 Eastern, 10:10 Pacific. The late games at like 5:40 Pacific, 8:40 Eastern. So we got two different slates. I think there's an all day on FanDuel. I don't think there's an all day on DK. So I just take today off if I was you, but I'm going to go game by game through all five of them. Tell you who I like in those games. If you have further questions, again, hit me up on Twitter or hit me up in the Discord channel. Last but not least, go check out Prize Picks, guys. It's an awesome deal. They had a cool promos going on Sunday with different discounts on prop bets. You can make 2 to 5 bets, prop bets, and you combine multiple sports, the same sport, whichever you like, to get you what you're looking for. And when you create your account over there at prizepicks.com, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for a first-time deposit match up to $100. All right, let's kick it off here. First game, we're going to go game by game. White Sox, Tigers, Matt Manning, Dallas Keuchel, Manning 78, Keuchel 73. Don't mind Manning so much on this one because, A, the White Sox have been – they clinched. They're kind of going in and out of who they're using. He went 5 innings, get allowed 3 runs, struck out 2 his last time out against Chicago. But prior to that, 2 out of 3 really, really strong starts against Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and Toronto. So you could look at Manning at 78 on a pretty rough slate. White Sox striking about 20% of the time versus righties, hitting 250, 125 ISO, 94 WRC+. So not crushing things, but Matt Manning is dangerous. We know this. So treat it with care. But if you need to go Matt Manning, you can. If you just want to use bats, you could target Matt Manning with like the Yoan Moncadas of the world, Lou Bobs. Tim Anderson's and the Red Hots like Abreu's and company over the Eloy Jimenez. So I prefer Moncada overall in that lineup is what I'd be looking at when it comes to the White Sox. Maybe somebody has Monty Grandal at 5K. But what I really want is I want Tigers bats going up against Dallas Keuchel. That's where I'm focusing on this one. Heimer Candelario at 45, Grossman at 44. Like both of those, Eric Costas 43, Scopes 42. So those four guys right there are some really, really strong looks. When you look at some Tigers bats, if you're looking for some discounts, Miggy Cabrera's 34, if you want to go that direction. And Victor Reyes is now back on the IL, so that changes that one for you. But check the lineup and see what else comes out. But I don't mind some Tigers action against Dallas Keuchel. That'd be where I'd be kind of looking there. You could go with some White Sox bats if you choose, but Manning is an option on a three-game slate where you got to be a little different. Great American Small Park, Cody Ponce taking on Mr. San Martin, making his MLB debut for the Cincinnati Reds. You got Ponce at 67, Martin at 63. Martin's in play if you need to. I was looking into him earlier on Sunday for some season-long fantasy stuff. He's making his debut. He's in Double A and Triple A this year. You know, about a K to a little over a K per nine coming out there right now in the minor leagues, giving up a home run here or there, decent ground ball rate. Goes about 5 innings. Last couple starts in AAA were not ideal, but overall in the season, he had like a low 3 ERA, so it's something you can look at there. I don't mind San Martin if you need to, going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He is a lefty, if you guys are curious about that. But the Pirates, they only strike out 18.6% of the time versus lefties, hit 247, but a .093 ISO and a 76 WRC+. So if you're looking for a guy to go hopefully 5-ish innings, might not strike out a ton of Pirates, but hopefully gives you a quality start. San Martin can be in play at 63. It is Great American Small Park, though, so anything can happen. Reds bats I love. Reds bats should be the most popular bats on the three-game early slate. You know, you got Votto, who I'm a big fan of. He's day-to-day, though. You got Castellanos, India. Suarez is on fire. He's $4,300, so you can go that route as well. And look at some cheaper options if you need to. One of them would be, where did he go? Their outfielder is probably 2K. He's got to be. Where did he go? Friedel. There he is. Yeah, 2,400. Friedel's 2,400. So he's another cheaper Cincinnati bat if you're looking there. If you are fading San Martin, though, you do have some options. Brian Hayes is crushing baseballs right now. He's 4,200. So he'd be a guy to take a peek at. You can go with the Sasugos and the Morans if you want, but I'd rather go with the right-handed side of things. So that's why I want Brian Hayes. And the other one I wanted to bring up, some other cheap Reds, though, Delino DeShields Jr., getting a lot of run in the outfield. But the other Pittsburgh Pirate is Cole Tucker. He's down to $2,200. He's been swinging it pretty well. He's shortstop outfield eligible, hitting .355 over his last 10 games, and he went deep on Sunday. So someone to keep in mind is Cole Tucker at $2,200. I don't think you need to save a lot of money on this slate, but something to keep in mind. Third game on your early slate, Kansas City at Cleveland. Cal Quantrill's $8,600. Singer's $83. I want both these guys. Quantrill's the best play on the slate. Singer's a close second, as Cleveland's striking out 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching. That's a big go over there for Singer, and Singer's been outstanding of late ever since he came back up from the minors. So really like Singer in this one at his price point. If you want to go Quantrill, you can, 100%. Kansas City striking out 21% of the time. Their bats are a little better. Love Quantrill's upside. So I want both of those two pitchers. That's my main targets. And then you could play those two pitchers, stack the other two games, rock and roll. If you need to use some bats, though, like Benintendi's in play, Nicky Lopez, Merrifield, Salvi, your usual suspects with Kansas City. Flip side with Cleveland, J-Ram, Franmil, and some of those other guys there. But I prefer the Kansas City bats because Quantrill will be the most popular. But I kind of just want to use Quantrill and Singer, stack the other two games. So that's where I'm at on the first three games on the slate. Now your two evening games that start at 8:40 Eastern. You have Washington at Colorado, Coors Field special for you here. Marquez is 82, Gray is 67, Josiah Gray, that is. I don't mind using some Josiah Gray. I'll be honest, like Colorado's, it's Coors Field, it's scary, but it's a small slate. Rocky strikeout 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hit .241, 173 ISO, 79 WRC+. Kevin Gausman just struck out 11 Rockies in six innings. On Sunday, Gray's coming off his first career win at the Miami Marlins, where he struck out 8 over 6 innings, 5 or more Ks in back-to-back starts, 4 or more in 4 of his last 5. Does love the long ball, does like to get in trouble. Colorado just faced him 2 starts to go in Washington. He gives up a lot of long balls. That's his big bugaboo. So it's risky in Coors. It's very risky, but it's a 2-game slate, so buckle up. If you're not using either pitcher here, all the bats are in play. Like, I love Juan Soto, Josh Bell, Yadiel Hernandez, Luis Garcia, all from the left side there for the Nats. You can mix in some like Kyber Ruiz as well. All the great options. If you're fading Josiah Gray, though, you know, Charlie Blackman at 47 is not bad. You got McMahon. The Rockies come in cheaper, that's for sure. Layton Thomas is only 4K. So like, I love a Washington stack in a big way. Don't mind Josiah Gray to be contrarian, but you can obviously go both sides of the spectrum if you want. Oakland at Seattle, your second game on the evening, afternoon, whatever you want to call it, slate. Chris Flexen, Cole Irvin, Flexen 87, Cole Irvin 72. Similar to the early slate, you can play both these pitchers and stack Coors. Rock and roll. If you want to be super contrary, you can play both Coors pitchers and stack this game. But yeah, pretty scary stuff. Flexen's $8,700, has been much, much better at home this season. Just faced Oakland, though, in Oakland, 7 innings, 1 run, 8 Ks was great. Pretty much 4 more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts. You got an A's offense that's sputtering, to put it nicely. They only strike out 19% of the time versus righties, even though you just struck out a bunch of them. But in .268, 149 ISO, 112 WRC+. So you can go that route if you want. If you want to go with Irvin versus Seattle, Seattle only strikes out 18.4% of the time versus lefties, hitting .228 with a 98 WRC+. I prefer some of the Mariners' bats, to be honest, like the Hanigers, the France, Seager, Kalenic, some of those other options there. Maybe one of the power catchers from Seattle. So for me, it's like Flexen, Josiah Gray, stack Washington, Seattle. Otherwise, just play both pitchers with Flexen and Irvin and stack Coors Field. That's the two options I give you there. So there you have it. Wonderful. 5 total games on a Monday, and it's a mess. 3 early, 2 late. If you have any other questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric or join me in the free Fantasy Degens Discord channel to help you out there. Make sure you guys check out PrizePicks.com. Create your account with promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Great, fun way to have a little more fun between prop bets and fantasy DFS. So enjoy that. Check out my written content at rotoballer.com. And you guys have a good Monday. Enjoy the Monday Night Football and everything else that comes with it. I'll be back to you guys on Tuesday with a full slate of action. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 27th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.